USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top House Democrats are defending the impeachment inquiry that they've launched. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a very sad time for America, telling reporters on Capitol Hill no one should be joyful about the prospect of impeaching President Trump. But she says the impeachment inquiry must go forward.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution.
Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, advising the Trump administration to fully cooperate in the investigation of the Ukraine phone call, which is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Schiff arguing,
to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Despite the impeachment inquiry on Capitol Hill, there are other pressing matters for Congress to attend to. USA's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday says other things can still get done in Congress and with the president's help, including the USMCA.
We are making progress on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. This is an issue of concern around the country, and we want to be sure that as we go forward, we are protecting, we are strengthening America's working families and our farmers who are very affected by this. This is not about trickle-down trade. We're not trickle-down economics people. We're not trickle-down trade people either, unless it hits home for our workers and our farmers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 494 points, the S&P down 53, and the Nasdaq down 123. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Three Alabama hospitals are being forced to turn away new and non-emergency patients after their systems were compromised by a ransomware attack. Police said the hackers hijacked access to hospitals' computer networks, which kept them from admitting new patients. Ransomware attacks have targeted numerous cities, including Baltimore and Atlanta, over the past year. Some attacks also targeted Georgia's state court system, the European Union, and seven hospitals in Australia. A few of the targeted cities have paid the ransom, which so far has totaled more than $1 million. A British tabloid is facing a lawsuit from a member of the royal family. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, says the paper illegally published a personal letter that she wrote to her father. The civil suit accuses the Mail on Sunday of copyright infringement, misuse of private information, and violating the UK's data protection law with intrusive publication of the letter. A spokeswoman for the law firm handling the case said Prince Harry accused the Mail on Sunday of editing the letter in an intentionally destructive manner and giving an unflattering portrayal of his wife. He posted on the couple's royal website, "I've been a silent witness to a private suffering for too long. To stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in." Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime on your... For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.